A very warm welcome to you from the churches of Harton and Cleden Park in South Shields. Whether you are with us regularly or if this is your very first time, we're delighted that you can come and worship with us today. Thank you. God has rescued us from the power of darkness and transferred us into the kingdom of his beloved Son. Alleluia.
Take my life and let it be consecrated, Lord, to
Hallelujah! Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia. He has given us new life and hope. He has raised Jesus from the dead. Alleluia. Faithful One, whose word is life, come with saving power to free our praise, inspire our prayer, and shape our lives for the kingdom of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Jesus Christ, risen Master and triumphant Lord, we come to you in sorrow for our sins and confess to you our weakness and unbelief. We have lived by our own strength and not by the power of your resurrection. In your mercy, forgive us. Lord, hear us and help us. We have lived by the light of our own eyes as faithless and not believing, in your mercy, forgive us. Lord, hear us and help us. We have lived for this world alone and doubted our home in heaven. In your mercy, forgive us. Lord, hear us and help us. May the God of love and power forgive us and free us from our sins. Heal and strengthen us by his Spirit and raise us to new life in Christ our Lord. Amen. The Collect. Risen Christ, by the lakeside you renewed your call to your disciples. Help your church to obey your command and draw all the nations to the fire of your love, to the glory of God the Father.
A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. While Peter was still speaking, the Holy Spirit fell upon all who heard the word. The circumcised believers who had come with Peter were astounded that the gift of the Holy Spirit had been poured out even to the Gentiles, for they heard them speaking in the tongues and extolling God. Then Peter said, "Can anyone withhold the water for baptizing these people who have received the Holy Spirit, just as we have?" So he ordered them to be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ. Then they invited him to stay for several days. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
A reading from the first letter of John. Everyone who believes that Jesus is the Christ has been born of God, and everyone who loves the parent loves the child. By this we know that we love the children of God, when we love God and obey his commandments. For the love of God is this, that we obey his commandments, and his commandments are not burdensome. For whatever is born of God conquers the world, and this is the victory that conquers the world, our faith. Who is it that conquers the world but the one who believes that Jesus is the Son of God? This is the one who came by water and blood, Jesus Christ, not with the water only, but with the water and the blood. And the Spirit is the one that testifies, for the Spirit is the truth. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Come see his hands and his feet.
scars that speak of sacrifice, hands that flaunt stars into space, to cruel nails surrender. This is our God, the servant's King. He calls us now to follow Him, to bring our lives as a daily offering of worship to the servant King. So let us learn how to serve, and in our lives enthrone Him. Each other's needs to prefer, for it is Christ we serve. This is our God, the servant King. He calls us now to follow Him, to bring our lives as a daily offering of worship to the servant King. This is our God.
Alleluia, alleluia. A little while longer and you will no longer see me, says the Lord. And again, a little while and you will see me. Alleluia. Hear the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to John.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus said to his disciples, "As the Father has loved me, so I have loved you. Abide in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. I have said these things to you so that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be complete. This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. No one has greater love than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends. You are my friends if you do what I command you. I do not call you servants any longer, because the servant does not know what the master is doing. But I have called you friends, because I have made known to you everything that I have heard from my Father. You did not choose me, but I chose you, and I appointed you to go and bear fruit. Fruit that will last, so that the Father will give you whatever you ask him in my name. I am giving you these commands so that you may love one another. This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
A Google search for the commandments of Jesus threw up at the bottom of the search page links to 10 commandments, 50 commandments, 300 commandments, 6 commandments, 120 commandments, 70 commandments. You won't be surprised to hear that I decided against investigating any further. In our gospel passage today, we hear Jesus say that his commandment is that we love one another as he has loved us. I have a feeling that most, if not all, of the commandments thrown up by Google could be summarised in that one sentence of Jesus. On Maundy Thursday, we heard again the reading in which Jesus washed the feet of his disciples and commanded them to do likewise. Kate posed the question for us in her reflection 2 weeks ago. What does love one another look like as the local world begins to reorient to a post-pandemic normality? And what does it look like as we look further afield, as we pray for countries still in the grip of COVID and all the other situations that have slipped under the radar during the past year. There are many examples we could give, I'm sure, of what being part of a church family means to us, of fellowship enjoyed and support received in difficult times. But here, and I'm playing devil's advocate, I know, could we find those things in places other than church? What would make someone with no experience, or even worse, bad experiences of church, want to come into the building on a Sunday morning? Might their curiosity be piqued if they could see Jesus' commandment that we love God and one another being lived out in how we serve our communities and each other? During the last year, I've noticed a willingness to share needs for prayer on the WhatsApp groups of not only church family, but for people and situations both locally and around the world. I wonder if this sharing of our vulnerabilities and need of prayer could extend into practical support and care as we begin to have more contact with one another. For others to serve us, and for us to serve others, requires making ourselves vulnerable to some degree at least. I love the words of the servant song, which we have sung many times in church, and which we will hear today. Brother, sister, let me serve you. Let me be as Christ to you. Pray that I may have the grace to let you be my servant too. It's the second part of that sentence that can be the most difficult, I feel. In a previous church where we worshipped, someone recruited a small group of people who prepared meals for families in the congregation who had a new baby, which were hugely appreciated. Is this something we could take up? Not necessarily waiting for the arrival of new babies, but in any circumstances where this could be a blessing for someone. I read a quote from Mother Teresa recently, in which she said that the greatest disease in the West today is not TB or leprosy. It is being unwanted, unloved, and uncared for. We can cure physical diseases with medicine, but the only cure for loneliness, despair, and hopelessness is love. Hopefully, it won't be too long before friends together can resume, and the people who have been isolated for so long, and who we already know can meet up again in person. Could our churches also be open to welcome anyone of any age, perhaps on one morning a week? To be a place of warmth and welcome, breakfast maybe, and a listening ear, or just a place to be. As we begin to look to the future and the gradual return to church and activities, I find myself returning to the question I asked a few weeks ago. Who are our church buildings for? How can we be more to each other and to the communities in which our churches are set than just people who get together for an hour or so on a Sunday morning? In the last magazine, Kate mentioned a register of skills. This could cover all sorts of gifts present in our congregations. Are you a good listener? Do you enjoy cooking, crafts, gardening? The list could go on and on. What forms of loving service could these gifts be turned to? And looking to the wider world, what are you passionate about? So many issues confront us every day, it can feel completely overwhelming. I know I can certainly feel like that. Thank God for the agencies and individuals who are working every day in all kinds of situations to bring support and care to those who are suffering in ways that we can only imagine. Rather than give up, though, because we can't right all the wrongs in the world, let's think about what we can do right here, right now, to grow God's kingdom. His kingdom is not just for the future when Jesus returns. It's right here, right now. And if we are really serious about it, we must be creative and imaginative about how we use our buildings and our resources. If we really believe that God will provide for all our needs as individuals and as a church, then what does that mean for how we use our resources? How much should we keep for a rainy day? As was said before, and not by me, it's always a rainy day for someone, somewhere. All very challenging, I know. And I certainly don't have all the answers. But as the body of Christ, we can and should prayerfully consider these things. So let us pray that we see each person we encounter in church, in our community, our place of work, and in our family as God sees them. And pray too that we may be seen by others and by ourselves as we are seen by God, precious and loved beyond our wildest dreams. Amen.
Inspired by love and anger, disturbed by need and pain, informed of God's unbias, we ponder once again. How long must some folks suffer? How long can few folk mind? How long dare vain self-interest turn prayer and pity blind? From those forever victims of heartless human greed, their cruel plight composes a litany of need. Where are the fruits of justice? Where are the signs of peace? When is the day when prisoners and dreams find their release? From those forever shackled to what their wealth can buy, the fear of lost advantage provokes the bitter cry. Don't query our position, don't criticize our wealth, don't mention those exploited by politics and stealth. To God, who through the prophets proclaimed a different age, we offer earth's indifference its agony and rage. When will the wrongs be righted? When will the kingdom come? When will the world be generous to all instead of some? God asks, who will go for me? Who will extend my reach? And who, when few will listen, will prophesy and preach? And who, when few bid welcome, will offer all they know? And who, when few dare follow, will walk the road I show?
Let us declare our faith in the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. Christ died for our sins in accordance with the scriptures. He was buried. He was raised to life on the third day in accordance with the scriptures. Afterwards, he appeared to his followers and to all the apostles. This we have received, and this we believe. Amen. The risen Christ came and stood among his disciples and said, "Peace be with you." Then they were glad when they saw the Lord. Alleluia. The peace of the Lord be always with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Our response to "Help us, Lord," is, to love one another. Father, as you have chosen us, empower and equip us. Make us worthy of our calling, that we may reveal your love and show forth your glory. Father, we rejoice that you have called us to be your sons and daughters and given us a faith that conquers all things. Bless all who are seeking to live by what they believe, all who long to hear your word and do your will. Wherever there is friction and conflict in the church and communities are divided and weakened, give us a greater longing for your healing and a deeper commitment to forgiving love. Help us, Lord, to love one another. Father, guide all leaders in industry and commerce. May the goods of this world be neither hoarded or squandered. We pray that there may be a fairer distribution of wealth, praying especially for the COVID vaccine to be available in all countries. Wherever the ears of the powerful remain insulated against the cries of the oppressed, give us ears to hear your guidance. Help us, Lord, to love one another. Father, we rejoice that you have called us to know you, to love you and to serve you. May we reveal our calling. Love and service with all our dealings with families and neighbours and those who serve us in our communities, wherever families are dysfunctional or children are in danger, wherever daily living conditions are damaging to health and self-respect, let your kingdom come. Help us, Lord, to love one another. Father, prompt us to be a comfort to the needy and the sorrowing, and a strength to the weak, and hope to the dying. We pray for all who have been injured this week, all who have fallen into illness or disability, for those who can no longer cope on their own, may we bring you love and help. Help us, Lord, to love one another. Father, wherever people are travelling that last journey of death, may they be surrounded by your love and welcome into your heaven. May those who mourn be comforted. Among the recently departed, we remember Clifford Burnett, Helen Byrne, Alan Cormack. We pray for all our loved ones departed, remembering those whose year's mind falls at this time. Ray Matheson, Ernest Arnold Johnson, Donna Smallwood, David Russell Matthews, and Mary Hume Hamilton. We look forward to the time when we, like them, shall love and enjoy you forever. Help us, Lord, to love one another. Father, wherever the beauty of creation reflects your love, may our hearts be lifted to you in thanks and praise. Merciful Father, accept these prayers for the sake of your Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Gathering our prayers and praise into one, let us pray as our Saviour taught us. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia. Praise the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. He has given us new life and hope. He has raised Jesus from the dead. He has brought us out of darkness. God has claimed us as his own. He has made us light to the world. Alleluia. Alleluia. Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed. Alleluia.
When I needed a neighbor, were you there? Were you there? When I needed a neighbor, were you there? And the creed and the color and the name won't matter, were you there? I was hungry and thirsty, were you there, were you there? I was hungry and thirsty, were you there? And the creed and the colour and the name won't matter, were you there? I was cold, I was naked, were you there, were you there? I was cold, I was naked, were you there? And the creed and the colour and the name won't matter, were you there? When I needed a shelter, were you there, were you there? When I needed a shelter, were you there? And the creed and the colour and the name won't matter, were you there? When I needed a healer, were you there? travel, I'll be there, I'll be there. Wherever you travel, I'll be there. And the creed and the colour and the name won't matter, I'll be there.